County Executive?
Couple things. First of all, you dropped the item on item 6.
Yes, sir.
Could you give the reason why is that?
Let me see what that was. We haven't had really a chance to look at that yet. And
do you want to hold it or do you want to drop it?
I'm going to drop it, and then if we can bring it up at another time, then that can.
What's another time? Because we're not for proposals. We had 16 proposals for that, and we thought it was 16 good proposals. So if there's something that we understand that you don't need to know, if we need to know who they were or what the process was, we can do that for you.
We'll need some information. And
Pat, I can speak to it a little bit if you'd like me to.
Sure.
Charlie, County Executive, the administration's had 10 years to come up with adequate controls, and up to this point you failed to do so. Secondarily, the legislation that you've requested asks that this internal audit actually report to the County Executive, which isn't really much of an internal audit, reporting directly to the person requesting it. It should report to our auditor that we have through the council.
Let me say a couple things so you'd be very clear on this. First of all, is my responsibility if for 10 years we did not have a particular problem. We had a problem just recently from last year, and we took the proper steps to rectify that situation. And, of course, it will report to me, and in turn, I will give a report to the county council. That's what we have always done. We continue to do that. But it's my responsibility to make sure that this does not happen the same way or doesn't happen again. There have always been safeguards within our structure. Apparently, this person got around it. So we got to do some things to make sure, do an assessment to make sure it doesn't happen again. And this is the proper way to go forward. So I can bring this legislation back again next week, which I will, because it needs to be taken care of. Went out for a proper bidding process. We did all the things that we're supposed to do at this time to make sure that this county is protected as we go forward.
Well, the problem is that we've heard that before with respect to proper bidding processes, and we wound up with a situation over at the crime lab. And you had a deputy director that embezzled funds for 5 years, and it went unaddressed. When it was finally addressed, 30 days were let lapse, and the man committed suicide.
Sir?
So, that's certainly not proper procedure.
Mr. Chairman, here's the deal is
and
that.
So I don't know how we can rely on you to establish proper procedures when they are going to be reporting to the county executive's office, which appears to be part of the problem rather than the solution.
Again, the county executive office did not take any money, so that is not the problem. The problem is resolving this issue with the proper experts to look at what we're doing and how we're doing it.
But a high-level person in your administration did embezzle the funds for 5 years, and it was left unattended.
Sir, that person was not a part of my administration.
The audit needs to report to our auditor who's here this evening, not to you.
Mr.
Councilman, one at a time, please.
That person was a civil service individual that was not a county appointee by any stretch of the imagination. So that being said, again, as we move forward, we need to resolve this issue and what we're going to do for. We can't keep doing what we've been doing. We'll have someone come in, some experts, to assess what we're doing and how we've been doing it. Again, there's always been safeguards in the process. But because someone did something that's illegal, don't mean that we condoned it or we agree with it. What we're saying is we need to rectify the problem so we can move forward. And then if the report is made to the county executive, I will in turn give that report to the county council for their approval or disapproval. That's where we are with this process.
But that's not how that would ultimately work. The audit needs to be reported to our auditor that is a branch of the St. Louis County Council, or the independence of the audit is affected and compromised.
Sir, again, Mr. Chairman, all due respect, that the county executive have the complete authority to make sure this does not happen again to our administration, and that's the administration responsibility, not the county council. But we will report to the county council what those decision makers, and they can either vote it up or vote it down. But to stop us to go forward with this process, I think is unacceptable.
I think
hiring
a person over choosing
Mr.
to report directly to you is a major problem.
We will bring this up before the council at the next meeting with all due respect. Thank you, sir.
Well, if I could also say, Mr. County Executive, I would not support this measure either. I think some good points have been made here. Mm-hmm. It is, I think, proper auditing procedure that there be a separation of the county executive and the administration from the actual audit procedure. I think the reason we have an auditor that is appointed by the council is exactly that, so that that function is separated, and I think that's the best way to conduct an audit. So I don't think I can support something where the auditor actually reports directly to you.
Well, let me say this, Mr. Chairman. One question on this. Mr. Chairman, our county auditor had been through most of all of our departments. He found nothing wrong with what we were doing. So that is not the answer. What we need is an outside auditor to look at what we are doing.
I just was wondering, Councilman Quinn seemed confused that this is an independent audit.
Yes.
It's not someone who's coming in and helping the administration. It's an independent auditor. And the report, of course, is a public record available to everyone. But why it would be sent to the council as opposed to the county executive, I guess it doesn't matter in the sense that it's going to be a public document anyway. But it is an independent audit. It is not someone who is reporting to or getting input or assistance from the county executive or anyone in administration. It's an outside auditor.
Yeah, I don't see it as an independent audit if the person is reporting to the county executive. If the problem's in the administration, why have an auditor actually report to the head of the administration where the problem is located?
It's going to everybody.
Yes.
It's a public document, so it will go to everybody. It's not reporting to. It's issuing a report that becomes a public record. The county executive or the director of administration, I guess I would say, is not involved in doing the audit. The whole idea is to get somebody outside. As Mr. Dooley pointed out, we did have an internal auditor who looked at it. This person was able to get around the internal controls, so why not go to Reuben Brown, who is a well-known and excellent independent auditor, and see if we can get some tips or assistance on how to better prevent fraud and not be a victim again of a dishonest employee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what we're saying, and I agree with the people that have talked about this already, is that this is not as independent as it should be. I think it should be something, if an auditor is going to be appointed, should be appointed by the council.
It would be approved by the council.
To the county council.
Well, the contract would be approved by the council, but that's where it would stop there. And, Pat, you're making it sound like this was some kind of a complex scheme. It was $3-plus million spent on computers that would have cost us $60,000 to buy. So if you need an audit to determine how to avoid that, I'd say, judging by the counter signatures that were on each and every one of those documents, perhaps those people should look a little closer at what they're leasing when they're leasing $60,000 of computers, worth of computers, for $3.7 million.
Well, it's great that you have the answers without having gone through and done an investigation. Right. And I think Reuben Brown will be very surprised to hear that they're not considered independent enough.
Well, I don't think anybody said that. I think their independence is being compromised by your procedure.
Mr. Chairman, what the councilman is making reference to is Monday morning quarterbacking after the fact. That's after the fact. If we have known this beforehand, would have been addressed.
And I guess the argument is that you should have known.
But the issue is this. Well, your internal auditor didn't know it, sir. Your internal audit all these departments,
and nothing was found. He doesn't work in your department.
Oh, wait a minute.
This person worked right under your appointed,
Mr. Chairman,
your
Mr.
appointed
Chairman.
Leader.
I'm just saying.
And there's, of course, been no reprimand whatsoever.
Let me speak, sir, because you don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Your auditor, the county council auditor, audit all of the departments, and he found nothing wrong with them. So therefore, that's what you just said is not a true statement. But again, we're going to make the recommendation to the county council at the next week meeting. We will do that, Mr. Chairman.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Do you have any thoughts under?
Yes, one other thing. Okay. This is under my comments. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
I want to make another comment.